This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The friendly folks on the DJV program are here at your service, on your side. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's tending to trending. That's pretty good, huh? Tending to trending. I like that. An inspiration here. We are full of love and inspiration and conversation. We haven't really approached Afghanistan for a bit, so I suppose a quick overview of the helicopters and the troops that are going into Kabul to extract Americans. Let's see, 3,300 Americans, 48,000 people altogether since this fiasco started. American Airlines, United, Delta have all sent 777s over to help once they put them on the transport planes and get them out of Kabul and bring them to Air Force bases in Germany and Japan and other places. So they're making, obviously, a priority of getting U.S. citizens out. Does anybody know or has anybody seen how many actually, is there a number of American citizens?
The administration
doesn't know.
That's what's
funny. They don't know.
That people have been pressing even for, like, a minimum number of how many people are trapped
there. How many Americans?
It doesn't seem like there's even a hand on that. No one can even confirm a minimum number of American civilians. Like, people are saying 10,000, 15,000, more than that, less than that. No one even knows what is happening. And I think what's really infuriating is that they've been doing a lot more press conferences. The administration has, not necessarily Biden himself. He's still coming out and talking about COVID, which I think is really the wrong tone. He's kind of missing the message here when you've got a crisis like this. But Jen Psaki was asked, the White House press secretary, about the people who were stranded there. And she took to task the reporter asking that question, saying, there's no one that's stranded there. Well, I'm pretty sure they feel stranded. Huh? You're not left behind, but stranded for now means that you can't get a flight out. Most of these people can't even get into the airport. And, it feels very dismissive when the administration is asked about the effort to get out. When Kamala Harris was asked, she was in Shanghai this week. When she was asked about it, she laughed. She did her typical Kamala response where she laughed about it. When Joe Biden was pressed about it, he went, oh, I don't know about that. It's not funny. I mean, you have videos now surfacing of revenge killings from the Taliban on people who were either Afghanis who were assisting our government and our allies, or you have people who are now being targeted by the Taliban after August 31st. And the administration is saying, well, we still plan to be out by August 31st. And the question is, well, what if everyone hasn't been evacuated yet? And the Taliban said, you can't extend that deadline. Now, Biden's going to have to make a decision, but why the heck are we allowing the Taliban to tell us when we go?
Right.
Why do they care? Because they want to be in control. They want us out.
They're
they want to embarrass
control.
Us.
They're way beyond, like, starting
it's
to be in control.
Why?
So
we didn't
now,
have to be like that.
One of the things, well, it is what it is. And so now the thing that's piling on here is the turmoil caused by having no money. Western Union, MoneyGram, all these people stopping their facilitation of payments, people from outside the country trying to send money into the country, and now they can't do it. The ATMs don't have any cash anymore. You can't buy food. How long can this last without the people there, regardless of how many get killed? They're going to rise up.
And guess who has money? The Taliban has money.
Yeah,
you look online, they have our money, they have our weaponry.
Well, we seize $9.5 billion of their money. So, I mean, they don't have as much money as they would like people to believe they do.
Believe me, the money that I saw in the videos, I'd like to have just a
But meanwhile, the Russians and the Chinese are in there giving them whatever money they need. That is the Taliban, anyway. So, we may not be helping them, but the Russians are sure in there. A full bore to try to squeeze even the Chinese out of all the minerals.
Well, and the Chinese are making the Chinese are making deals for the minerals. I mean, the Chinese know that to have this part of the world and have America out is a huge benefit to them. Pakistan, right next door, they've got nuclear weapons. Both Russia and China would like to have at it with them. I mean, there's
well, it's
so
not like they need
reasons.
Them. They don't need the nuclear.
But they would like to not have Pakistan with nuclear weapons.
But is that new information that China's happy that we're out of there because they want the minerals?
Nah,
I'm just saying because the last four administrations or the last three have been talking about we need to get out, we need to get out. Trump negotiated this deal.
Yeah, but you needed to get
not know that
to get
China
out,
was going to do that.
You needed to maintain the airbase. You needed to maintain some sort of control over the Taliban. I mean, this is the problem, is that it was so haphazard, our exit, that this has done nothing but enrich not only terrorists. We've already seen ISIS repop up again, Al-Qaeda, who Biden says was not in Afghanistan. His own National Security Administrator said, yeah, they are, and they are already popping up there within the matter of a week. So the way this was facilitated is the problem, not necessarily, of course we knew that there were going to be risks. And by the way, a lot of people were willing to take those risks. It's how this was rolled out that is so terrible.
Well, it is. It's a rocky slope, man. This is, there's nothing about this that is good for anybody. Just get them out of there and try to isolate them. Much as anything else, I think that's what you do. The states, there are certainly, there's more economic stability in the world than what China and Russia present. And so if you just kind of wall off Afghanistan and the people that want to get out and help the people that need to get out, out, and then just wall them off. Don't give them, just shut them down. You can do that if they have the courage to do it, if the international money people have the courage to shut down whatever activity, international monetary activity is. You'll see things change there, I think, quickly, but they haven't ever done that before, and one wonders why. Next. I'm looking at pictures of this new governor of New York. I don't know what to think. Nothing I've read about her impresses me, but that's just me. I don't.
Well, she hasn't
like the whole,
been able to do anything yet. So, I mean,
well,
New Yorkers
sure
are withholding judgment
to do anything.
How do you know? You don't know anything about
her. I don't. I'm just saying. I'm looking around to try to find somebody, and all that I think of when I see her background and resume is another Kamala Harris, an opportunist who doesn't have a lot.
Why would she be another Kamala Harris? I don't
because
understand
she's
that
Because she's an opportunist. Taking an
opportunity. How do you know she's an opportunist? She has
Victoria,
to step up because...
I have a guy.
This is what I don't understand. If this was a guy, you would not be saying this.
Yes, it is.
The lieutenant governor, has to step up when the governor is forced to resign.
But how easy did
she
make it for him? It seems to me, and my gut tells me, that she was maneuvering behind the scenes to get him out as quickly as could be done because she wanted to run for governor anyway. That's my feeling.
She wasn't
going to
run against him next year.
I think she was going to run for governor.
I saw stuff.
Kathy Hochul, right? She was on a polling list anyway. It was Letitia James, Kathy Hochul, Cuomo. I think they came in above him on the polling.
Right.
I don't know I wouldn't call her an opportunist. Sure. She's a lieutenant. She's a lieutenant governor. So, I mean, she has to take the job. But I think she probably did have aspirations to be governor, yes.
Hmm. I think that was fairly clear.
But why would you be a lieutenant governor if you don't ever want to be the governor? I don't understand why.
I remember Jane Swift, who was a lieutenant governor, and she had the opportunity to be governor of Massachusetts, and she didn't take it. So
okay, so that's one time. But the rest of the lieutenant governors, when Chris Christie in my state of New Jersey, when he resigned early, his lieutenant governor, also a woman, had to take over. That's what the point of the lieutenant governor is. I don't know. I just feel like you don't like how she looks, or there's some weird thing behind the scenes
that
here.
That may be how you feel, but that doesn't necessarily make it accurate. What I feel is what I feel, and I'm entitled to my feelings, I'm entitled to my thoughts, and she doesn't do a thing for me. And that's so if I were a voter in New York, I wouldn't vote for her. That's as plain and simple.
She hasn't done anything yet, so I think we need to
give
her a chance.
Just like if Charlie Baker were to run again in Massachusetts for governor, I wouldn't vote for him. I didn't.
Right, but he had a governorship, right? Didn't he have a term?
Yeah. He had
right, so
him.
Kathy Hochul has been on the job for 7 hours.
Why are you so defensive about
because
her?
Because it's my adopted state, first of all, and yeah. Kathy Hochul ran along with Andrew Cuomo for multiple terms, and she has not even had a chance to do anything yet. So to demonize her as an opportunist who with no talent and no skill set, that's very unfair when she hasn't even had the job yet.
I'm basing it on my gut feeling. Well, okay, that may be the way it sounds to you, but I'm not.
It's different from saying you wouldn't vote for Charlie Baker again because you had 4 years of him as your governor. You saw what he could do.
I would, yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, there's really no way other than what my gut is to trust how I would decide. It's the same as how I decided who to vote for president. Yeah, that's what most people do. They go by their gut. Like it or not, unfortunately, maybe this is an admission of guilt. We can't know everything about everybody. So sometimes we ought to have more educated voters for sure. But under the circumstances,
but how can you say we need more educated voters when you're now basing this woman has been in office for literally hours and you're basing your judgment on some? She hasn't even had a chance to do anything.
I'm basing my judgment on my gut feeling. I think.
And
I
your gut feeling is what?
Is
so you're supposed to judge a book by its cover. Okay.
No, she's an opportunist. That's right.
How is that? No, I don't know anything about her. I'm just saying that to be fair and to be logical and reasonable about it is to allow a person to actually
do the job. Why do I have to be logical? Where does it say I have to be logical?
Because you just made the argument that we need more informed voters. Informed voters are not people who look at a picture and say, oh, I don't like my gut. My gut tells me that she's an opportunist.
I happen to read a number of things about her. That make me not impressed.
So what don't you like about her? What have you read about her?
I think that she, fortunately, I would love to answer that question,
but
it's 17 past the hour, and now...
I love fights, and I'm not a part of. Keep going.
It's fairly rare that there is a fight that you aren't a part
without
of.
Without me in it, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Where the heck are you?
Go on!
And forget about Zodiac Magic, the astrology and psychic round that we have. We play this round every week with astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley. Every single week we take day by day. Laura looks at all of the things that are building through the week that will be good relationship wise, finance wise, and that sort of thing. So if you want to have some fun, get ready for work, etc., 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 you can listen to these projections and predictions from astrologer Laura Banks and then get into the ideas of psychic Mary O'Malley when she, in this particular edition, of Zodiac Magic, she talks about the power of karma. Do you know about your karma and what role it plays in your life? Pretty fascinating things, and more people listening to it every week, finding it at Zodiac Magic. The Zodiac Magic Podcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you out. Their professional parts people will test your battery free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Trending time, eh? 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. All right, so we've talked enough about Ben Affleck and the ring thing, right? We don't have to go back to that again. The ring thing.
Kind of like that. Florida. If you get engaged, oh, my God, people will lose their minds.
Yeah, you know it's coming. All right, so, well, maybe they'll skip the engagement and just get married, right?
That would be a surprise. They want the surprise.
Well, I don't know about him, but, you know, I think she would want the final big to do wedding. I don't know that she would want to elope.
Really?
Well, she loves big weddings.
One more wedding. How many times have you been married? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Florida-Georgia Line, the country act, is canceling all of their fall tour dates. Is this too, it's obviously because of COVID, but is this too much too soon? Do they know?
Some of them are indoors, and it's too bad because live music is just coming back. But Garth Brooks canceled his not all of his tour, but a few dates on his tour, and I think they're just kind of following suit. And you know, they're coming to town. It's interesting because they're coming to Los Angeles in an outdoor arena, but you know, not all places on the map are conducive to outdoor shows in the fall. So I'm sure they're paying particular attention to the ones that they're going to have to play indoors, and probably thinking that there's going to be more cancellations. I mean, there's a lot of chance that there'll be venues that'll be shut down anyway. So
I feel like by mid-October, and they said that they're hopeful that they'll be able to still get out before the end of the fall, but I feel like by mid-October, we're going to have a much better idea of what we're looking at with Delta, because kids aren't back in school yet. That's going to be a huge spreader probably. So I think mid-October we'll be able to actually know if Thanksgiving is going to happen again and Christmas and all of that. But, yeah, it's a lot of the acts are just figuring they're just going to bail now and then reschedule.
Mm-hmm. All right, Reba, I'm guessing as in Reba McEntire, is having...
Is there another? Reba is another a singular Reba. Name. That's what I said. Reba is Reba.
Reba. Okay,
she's
so...
like Prince and Madonna.
Why is she... What's going on with Ted Lasso? I told you I saw a couple of episodes of Ted Lasso on the plane, right?
Yeah, and it's cute. It's a cute show.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I love it. Yeah. So season two is halfway through right now. And in the most recent episode, the character Roy Kent, who is the very gruff former player, he's now retired, he goes back to his old stadium at Richmond, and at the one of the final, it's like within the last minute of the episode, he goes up to the window where his tickets are waiting for him, and he keeps tickets for himself there under the name Reba McEntire. And so Reba is a fan of the show, and Reba said she jumped out of her seat when she saw her name mentioned on Ted Lasso, and so she tweeted at Ted Lasso, and it was like this whole back and forth thing, and it was really, really cute. And then Ted Lasso's official account tweeted back at Reba and said, "Buy me a dancing dress and call me fancy. You're welcome at the dog track anytime, Reba. We'll leave your tickets under the name Roy Kent." And then she went back and said, had another line about, some play on the lyrics of Fancy. And so it was very cute. And then she told, she was interacting with a lot of fans who were surprised that she was a fan of Ted Lasso. And she said she wants to do a cameo on the show. So that could happen in the next season.
Yeah.
She's done TV before.
Oh, yeah.
And as behind the scenes, the ladies have been talking about women that I should date or would be interested in and trying to figure out my profile.
No, we're talking about women that you just judge by their looks.
Well, but there's
not exactly you should date.
But you did say that Jennifer Coolidge was my type. I think you did say
appears
that.
To be.
Yes. And I would say by looking at some of the pictures of her and remembering her from being in that show that's... What is the name? Why do they call it? What's the name of it again? I'm trying to remember.
The White Lotus?
The White Lotus. Why do they call it that? Isn't Lotus
a flower?
It's
the name of the hotel. Yeah, it's the name of the hotel that it takes place at.
It's a rather confusing storyline, though, isn't it?
No. I just finished it yesterday. No.
Hmm?
Oh, no, you have to watch it. It's not confusing. It's just three or four families at the same hotel.
Yeah, and they don't seem to... Well, it is kind of strange. But, she'd be okay.
Strange,
the woman,
yes. Confusing, no.
The woman who plays the owner of the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California, last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Freedom of speech in America is one of the freedoms we love as it encourages dialogue. An unidentified Iowa woman leaves a foul language voicemail on a congressman's machine claiming the Pledge of Allegiance is a white nationalist oath.
When did we start teaching white nationalism in schools? Because that's exactly what the f*** you're doing. Our children aren't proud to be American. What are we proud of? We're proud of our racist history. We're proud of our racist roots. F*** you and f*** legislation.
Iowa House of Representatives Republican Carter Nordman tells Fox News he's disappointed the woman had a closed mind and did not want to talk about her issue.
My reaction was, you know, disappointed. Obviously, that, in my opinion, is not a productive way to have these kind of conversations. I actually ended up calling her back to discuss this piece of legislation, and she had no interest in discussing it. She told me that she had told me everything she wanted to say in the phone call that she gave me and hung up on me. So that was the disappointing part, that we couldn't even have a constructive conversation about the issue. But what I would have told her is, especially over this last week of what's going on in the Middle East and Afghanistan, there are people who are willing to die to come to this country. People would put their lives on the line to trade places with anybody who has so much hatred for the United States. As I said, I watched a group of Afghans clinging to the side of a United States military plane taking off because the flag on the side of that plane was their only beacon of hope.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Four at the hour now on today's DJB program. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Jay is on the mend, not speaking well. She's handy by, but she's just not able to get on the microphone. So here we go. Leave it to, let's see if I can have another argument. Jennifer, let you and I have an argument, because I've had my argument today with Victoria. You want to argue about something? What do we have that we can argue about? It might be cool. Something that has to do with COVID, wearing a mask. You know, I'm going to... Actually, this is something that surprised me in reality. It's a fact. The plastic barrier COVID masks, do you call them a mask, maybe a shield?
No, just a plastic barrier.
A shield, right.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, not the face shield. No, these are the plastic barriers, the large ones that separate
the bank,
tables.
You mean, or yes, the restaurant? Yeah, okay.
Yes, or like all if right. You go into a store and they have them up, and so the clerk is on one side of it and you're
right.
On the other.
Yeah. So they don't do any good at all, basically.
No, they're actually more harmful than not.
How so?
because they, what they do is if someone sneezes or coughs, those droplets are larger, and so they are, the barriers will catch those, but the aerosols of COVID are so small that instead of actually helping prevent COVID from spreading, what it does is it traps the COVID in between those barriers. So if you go to a nail salon, which I've only been to one in the last 18 months, and they have the, you know, the barriers up and everything, and all it does is just trap COVID in a smaller space, and that they say within 5 minutes instead of the normal 20, you know, normally it takes about 20 minutes if you're walking around a grocery store and COVID is flying around, you have about 20 minutes of exposure time before you could get it. If you're behind these plastic barriers where it gets trapped, it actually, they said in 5 minutes COVID can spread. So,
really?
Yeah, this is I don't know why this didn't make, I mean, I know that there's so much going on right now with Afghanistan and everything, but this is a really serious thing, and a lot of people are getting a false sense of security when they see these plastic barriers at restaurants, and it's just, it's making it worse.
Well, I don't know, I see
and offices,
all
they've
kinds
done,
of people.
They've done, well, they've had one other thing, a lot of offices are putting these plastic barriers in between their workers to get people back into the office. And they've done studies before COVID on cubicle walls, you know, like the kind that, you know, go up above a person, around, you know, above a person's head when they're sitting at their desk. Well, they found that way before COVID was an issue, that the flu, the regular, everyday, run-of-the-mill flu, was getting trapped in those cubicles and making it spread faster. So this is, we just know, I mean, this is just sort of like aerodynamics, I guess. I don't know. It's very weird that people are using all these things, these shields, and thinking that it's safe for work.
Well, it's psychological. It's all it's psychological. Yeah. It makes you feel good. That's it. Yeah, that's all it is.
I mean, it might help prevent the common cold. You know, if you're sneezing or coughing, it'll catch those droplets and prevent other people from experiencing them. But when it comes to COVID, it's worse.
Does this make you feel better about the whole situation? The number of jobless claims has hit, and at least during the pandemic era, a low. The numbers for last week, 348,000. That's the lowest it's been since basically the whole thing started. The claims have gone down four straight weeks. So what does that say about the people?
Well, and that there's also just a lot of people out of work. I mean, there's a story out today about the 9 worst unemployment rates in the country, and most of these, I think almost all, are in blue states where a lot of those extra incentives were handed out for keeping people out of work. Nevada's at the top of the list, followed by California, New Mexico, New York, Connecticut, Hawaii, New Jersey, Illinois, D.C., and then Alaska is the lone red state that's on the list of the top 10. And so I think a lot of people are realizing now that those incentives didn't necessarily help people at all. Kind of helped empower them.
They certainly aren't helping businesses these days because nobody can find anybody to go to work. It's a pretty disgusting, actually.
I'm in New Jersey, and I'm seeing, I used to see all the, you know, every storefront had a help wanted sign. I'm seeing fewer of those. There are still help wanted signs up, depending on, like, you know, at 7-Eleven there's one, and a couple of restaurants have them up. But I think
not on American farms. Man, American farms are really hurting for people who go to work there.
Well, so part of the problem with the farms, too, are the visas for farm workers that have been stalled because of COVID.
Yeah. But part of the other problem is that Americans are too damn lazy and don't want to work and do the physical stuff.
But to be honest, Doug, most Americans, like run-of-the-mill most Americans, and we saw in the most recent census that came out that, like, what, 80-something percent of the population lives in urban areas now, most people wouldn't even know how to pick up a shovel, to be honest.
Well,
like, if you told me I had to go and work on a farm tomorrow, I'd be like, where do I start? Right? I mean, Jen, would you know what to do on a farm? I mean, I know you have farmers in your family. You'd be probably ahead of the game, but most Americans can't just switch to farming
career. When you come visit me
next month. I know it starts with the milker. We got to put her to work. I know. You have to video it, though.
Victoria how to milk a cow.
I didn't volunteer. I'm just making
I'm going to teach Victoria how to drive a tractor.
Yeah,
get
all
of
pictures.
Lewis will have a wonderful time getting pictures of all of that sort of thing.
I can drive a tractor. That's cool. Yeah. But, like, look, I've mucked stalls. I grew up with horses. But other than that, I wouldn't know anything about planting or being, you know, a worker in the farm fields. Like,
you're trainable, though. You're intelligent, so you can be trained. It's okay. I'll take care of it.
That's a lot of hard work. What would you pay an hour?
To you?
Well, no, just in general. Because I'm saying, like, if I'm a person looking
for
work,
people on
if
the farm
I could make, what, 15
bucks an hour?
Yeah, so $15 an hour, and you know where else I can make $15 an hour? I could scoop ice cream.
You can scoop ice cream here. We have ice cream to scoop.
Which is, by the way, the argument against the minimum wage. You just made it, actually. That's the argument against having a minimum wage.
But if farmers
instead
aren't
allowing
pay more to their farm
but
workers.
Instead of allowing the system or the job to dictate, you just have the government dictating what's appropriate.
Yeah, that's bad.
Bad
policy.
I mean, I still believe in
a
living wage. I will never not believe in that. I'm just saying businesses like ice cream stores, and we've talked about this a lot, you know, and restaurants, they're adding in more incentives because they know they can get better workers. And as a result, there's a lot less turnover that's happening. So it's just, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, farmers are in a really tough predicament. They don't have the money necessarily to pay more. But, you know,
because
you get what you pay for with labor.
Putting the small family farmer out of business. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Big ag, big. Like that moron Sonny Perdue said, if you're not big, get out.
Right.
So as long as we're into
big
the
ag, though, is owned
discussion.
By Big Pharma. Don't forget.
Yep,
I
that's
mean,
right.
It's all part of
same
the conversation.
Same thing. It's all like
we're
a
talking
circle.
About vaccines
round
and
round
and
around.
Feeding and all of that
yep.
stuff.
Right. I agree with you there. Okay. So the FDA is in the cow and horse business, apparently. Or they're warning you not to, you are not a cow, you are not a horse, so you should not be taking the horse dewormer if you are trying to protect yourself to not get COVID-19. It's called ivermectin, and we do use it on our cows. It's
yeah, we
usually,
use it on horses, too.
Yeah, it's a deworming. We use it on all the cows, the calves. We pour it on their back. It's a purple liquid. And apparently somebody, some moron someplace in Mississippi.
A lot of them in Mississippi.
But you can't throw all the morons out the window. So it is a moronic thing to do to go to the pet store or the feed store to buy your medication. Except for the fact, full disclosure, I've used horse liniment on myself, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
Bag
fantastic.
Bomb is great. Oh, yeah, that
absolutely.
Stuff's good.
So I use
but, you
it
know,
all
this stuff,
over my neck and shoulders.
This
you
is not something that...
horse milk. I would not ingest. But what the FDA has done is they've poo-pooed the people who are being given ivermectin.
Well,
by their doctors as an official treatment
this?
For COVID.
Where did
I don't
this
know.
Come
the
from?
Problem, though, it came from, this really gets traced back to one big study that was very flawed. It never even got published. It was in the preprint, and a lot of people ran with it. And a lot of Fox News hosts have been saying for months, oh, ivermectin cures COVID.
Been working.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
But Dr. Drew and many doctors like him took ivermectin themselves when they had COVID. They prescribe it to their patients. It's a useful therapeutic. The fact is that people who
it's
are
used
in
for parasites
the big
and humans.
Who are in the big pharma business do not want you to think about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin because it is too cheap.
Yeah.
And that is and
there's
that's the problem that we cannot fall into.
Ivermectin
that's something
is
that works for you.
But
you
I
should use
I,
it. And by the
I
way, you should
it.
Try it if your doctor gives it to you.
Yeah, I
if
use
you don't
it
have a parasite, I would not recommend
it.
Taking ivermectin.
But now that
a lot
somebody
of our
has suggested
have
it,
that too.
I have a lot of it on the farm.
Crazy.
We use it to deworm the cows. I'm
right, but the reason that
put on
okay,
your skin.
But the re. Don't, Doug. That's ridiculous. The reason that the story is happening right now is because the Mississippi State Poison Control has said 70% of their calls to the poison control recently have been because people are taking ivermectin. They don't know anything about dosing. They're taking
too much.
And that's all done.
But even still, it's not. It's an anti-parasitic medicine. It's not for COVID. It does not do anything for your lungs and the aerosols. That's the foundation of the virus. It just doesn't do it.
But there are some doctors who would disagree with you. I mean, there's some doctors who would say that.
You know, a lot of doctors say it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, look, you might. I know. I mean, I trust what Dr. Drew's probably the most famous doctor I could name to. You're not going to know the other doctors that I've talked to. But Dr. Drew talks about ivermectin all the time. And when he does, he's pulled off YouTube. Now, why is that? Why would they want to pull you off of YouTube for talking about ivermectin?
Who controls
why,
it? Yep.
Why would they want to pull you off of anywhere?
The reason why, Jen, is because stupid people in Mississippi take what Dr. Drew and what other doctors have said about it, and they end up ending up in the hospital with
it. Go and get a prescription from your doctor, and your doctor is treating you, and it's useful to help eliminate some of your symptoms of COVID. It's not going to cure it.
Those are not
but it might alleviate some of your
poison
symptoms.
Control.
It's probably not.
I get it. There was a lady who fed her husband aquarium cleaner because she wanted the chloroquine in it because of hydroxychloroquine. There are stupid people. That's one statement. But for the FDA to come out and say that it's the fear mongering that went on
for the treatment of COVID.
See, ladies and gentlemen, we have equal opportunity here. But Victoria is on both of the arguments. The argument with me in the last half hour, the argument with Jennifer this half hour. And so, Jennifer, thank you. It's nice to have you back involved in the arguments. It's good. 45 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell, speaking of arguments, to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, that is the question. On the current podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Jack, he offers his recommendations for those of you who don't want to have the vaccine. What are you doing? Because he's really a strong believer in things like pregnant women. I was talking to my son and daughter-in-law last night, and she's vaccinated. She's she was told yesterday by the doctor that the baby is the size of a bunch of bananas. And he's kicking, and apparently he's quite active. Yeah, he's getting big. Yeah, he is. Anyway, so Jack says you need to inform yourself about the things that can be used to keep your blood healthy, to keep your all of the things in your body working properly, the immune system, etc. But he does have interesting and thoughtful recommendations for people who don't want to get vaccinated. So you can check that out in the podcast that we have at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Retail X is one of the biggest events in the retail calendar. Each year, the world's biggest brands attend a Chicago-based event to stay up to date with the latest trends and insight into consumer behavior, all looking ahead to the future of the retail industry. Courtney Schaefer-Lovold from the leading provider of marketing software, Emarsys, is here to tell us more.
Retail X is marking the launch of our Customer Loyalty Index, which explores what customer loyalty means in 2021 and beyond, what consumers are looking for from brands, and how some of the world's largest retailers have rethought their approach to loyalty post the pandemic. We're launching the index because loyalty is the core of our platform and ultimately everything that we do. We found that loyalty comes in many forms, from loyalty that is built through emotion to even more of a secret kind of loyalty. After interviewing over 7,000 consumers across the globe, we've discovered that loyalty isn't just about points and prizes. It's about every aspect of the customer journey. To find out more, you can head to our website, Emarsys.com.
Couple of TV notes here on the DJV program. Is it Mayim Bialik? Is that how she pronounces her name? Mayim.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She's going to be the new host, at least for a while, of Jeopardy until they find somebody else to take Mike Richards' place. Yeah. What a mess. My God.
I wonder if they're going to bring Alex Trebek's suggestions and just bring him in. Like the guy who does color commentary for the Kings. I mean, he made a joke with Betty White, but why don't they do that and see?
All right, HBO Succession.
I wonder if they're
going to
bring back the same people, though. That's what
I don't know. Like round or another round.
All right, Brian Cox has really done something. This may be the apex of his career, that and the McDonald's commercials that he's doing at the moment. I've tried to follow this, and I can't. I don't know because is it too
serious? Succession on HBO?
Yeah. I was
why
interested because I like Brian Cox.
The TV shows?
I know. It's not confused.
It's because you're watching him in the middle. You got to start.
He doesn't pay attention.
You know, I'm looking for some of the people who are on there that are interesting to look at. You know, it's 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's DJV Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on the DJV program. That's why we call it DJV Health. And for those of you who may be just joining us, haven't heard the conversation that Victoria Keelan from the program and I had about, did we argue about ivermectin? We were arguing about something. It wasn't necessarily.
No, just your sexism is really what we've been arguing about.
Okay. All right. Well, ivermectin is not something that sexually makes much difference whether you're male or female, but I am familiar with it because we use it to get rid of worms in cows. Now, I want to go to Jack. There are some people using ivermectin to treat or prevent, in their own mind, that's what they use, that's what they think it's for, to deal with COVID and whatever other parasites. I guess COVID could be a sort of a parasite. What's the scoop on ivermectin? When did you first learn about ivermectin? When you were in school, Jack?
No, not till much later because, you know, we had classes in pharmacology and toxicology, but those weren't on the top 40. But it's a political thing because you cannot get emergency use authorization, as both Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, everybody else had to have in order to get those untested injections into the marketplace if there is a viable alternative. Mm-hmm. And the viable alternatives were hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin given under medical supervision. I mean, people were crazy with everything else as well. They could overdose this stuff and get sick. But these things are extremely cheap. But the reason why they work is because they allow the cell wall to be penetrated to allow detoxification to occur. That's how they get rid of parasites.
Talk about that, how the body works, then. Be a little more explicit, please.
The cell wall, if you know, the downtown clubs there in New York, where Victoria's or wherever else, have very powerful bodyguards, or what do you call them, standing outside the door, making sure nobody gets inside that club.
Bouncers,
that's it. Now, the cell wall is covered with bouncers to make sure nothing gets inside that cell wall except that which is supposed to get inside there. As well as getting out, getting in. The cell wall is an individual form of life just as much as the entire body is.
So let me ask you this. Now, would using hydrochloroquine
or
ivermectin...
Because we haven't gotten anywhere yet.
I want to know if you could, if that stuff would flush out the vaccines from the cells as well. Maybe not.
I don't know. I haven't seen any research on that. It's a good idea, but I don't know. I can't say one way or the other.
All right. Please.
However, what hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin do is allow penetration of that cell wall by the immune system to a certain degree that it will allow the cell to detoxify itself, which is primarily what viral elements are anyway, is detoxification elements coming out of a sick or dying cell. That allows rapid turnaround in even some of the most sick people with COVID. I know two people right off the bat that we were texting because they acted like they were dying. They couldn't even get out of their bed. So we made sure they had an adequate supply overnight of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They both used it, husband and wife. 2 days later, they were out shopping for a brand new car. That's how effective this stuff is, and that's why leading epidemiologists, virologists from around the world have been lobbying the FDA, saying, hey, wait a second, you quit bad-mouthing this stuff. Well, they had to be bad-mouthed because you can't get emergency use authorization if there is a viable alternative out there in the marketplace that is known to be effective for the same reason. So the only way Pfizer and Moderna's mRNA vaccines could ever get into the market is because under emergency use, and of course that just changed yesterday with Pfizer and soon with Moderna, I think, although Moderna has never had an approved vaccine hit the marketplace, but to date, that could change really quick. But they had to badmouth, they had to sequester and get these hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin drugs out of the picture in order to get their emergency use
authorization. So you haven't been vaccinated. If you got COVID, would you use ivermectin or hydrochloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine. If I got sick enough, yes. But most people who got COVID didn't even know they had it. That's why they're running around on the face of the planet now with antibodies for these things, because it's just like the cold, just like the flu. The stronger and more healthy and more resistant their immune system is, the less effective these kinds of infections have on the body.
Got it. Jack Stockwell here. Don't forget, Jack comes to us in part because of Calitrin. There's a fellow on the website, toploss.com, who's tried all kinds of different products for weight loss, and he says Calitrin is the one that works for him. He's lost 25 pounds in 3 months. Name is Dave, listens to us up in Oregon. Thank you, Dave, for that info. Check it out. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. You can order it, do the BOGO thing. Bye.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.